This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
Welcome to the Zach Feldman Show. I'm Zach Feldman. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern here on Z Radio Live. And if you want to be part of the show, head over to ZRadioLive.com. Click on the Zach Feldman Show tab under the Shows tab, and you can schedule your interview. Join us here on the air. We want to get you on the air before 2025 runs up. I mean, we're already in the middle of the year. So, I mean, what better time to get yourself on the air with us than right now? Definitely. Go check it out. Join us here on the air. Happy Wednesday. I'm so glad everybody was able to join us here today because we have a huge packed out show today. But first, let's go straight to the phones, because joining us over the phone right now, he's an electronic music artist, and he has a brand new EP just coming out called Cosmic Purpose. And we're going to hear the hit song on there, Who Am I, in just a few seconds here. But first, it is Raybot. Raybot, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime. So first off, I mean, congratulations on the very first EP you've ever made. How does that feel?
It feels like I'm floating on air.
It feels like relief, right?
it's like relief, but it's like, it's sad that it's over, that you worked so hard on it.
Yeah, that's
And now you're feeling anxious of like how people are going to react to your EP. But all in all, I'm nervous-sighted.
So the EP's out now, you know, so tell me about, you know, those feelings of just, you know, of just, you know, the feeling that your work's finally out there. I mean, how does it, what's going through your mind? You know, what's been the response?
So response has been pretty good overall, which I'm so happy. My friends listened to it for the first time. They were super excited. And in turn, I'm super excited that they're super excited. So if people are super excited, that's going to make me really super excited. And just going to, you know, make me keep working harder on maybe the next project that's coming out in the future.
So this album's obviously all electronic. It's all kind of, I guess, instrumental to say, because there's no lyrics. It's all just, you know, electronically produced music. You know, for you as an artist, were you always into electronic music? Was that something you always wanted to do?
Yes, because you can, for me at least, you can express emotions through artificial sounds, just like how you can express emotion through words with poetry. So there's a really sweet combination of synth, and you could throw in some like maybe orchestral pieces in there as well that makes it more human in a way.
But it's still, it's all through computer, but at the same time, you're the one producing the music.
Yes.
You know, what is that feeling like, you know, when you're on the computer, you know, and you're trying to figure out a beat, what's going through your mind there?
So when I'm making a song, I just play whatever that comes to mind. And like whatever sticks to me the hardest, I'll just replay it over and over until it becomes muscle memory. And like when I have like just enough to arrange it, I try to make it sound beautiful. Like even though it could be like a hard hitting beat, you know, dance to, I just want to have that emotional connection in the music. So like there was some stuff where it's like swelling up. It could be like a big wall of emotion. And there could be times where it's quiet.
You know, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, but your creativity is always flowing through you, you know, and especially with this EP too, because, you know, you just released a few songs off of it for it, including the song we're going to hear in just a little bit called Who Am I? Is this your favorite song you've created on this EP?
Yes, it is, actually. It was almost scrapped.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yeah. So when I was creating Who Am I was stuck on the intro, and I didn't have any inspiration to take it somewhere until I researched something called depersonalization, which is like a medical condition where people don't know reality as much, like they separate from themselves. So I took that idea, the idea of depersonalization, and I added it into the song. And I named it Who Am I? Because again, with depersonalization, you don't know yourself. So in the song, there's like, I don't want to give it too much, but it's kind of like you're singing to yourself in a way.
So then, you know, when you're on the timeline and you're producing the music, you know, obviously because synth doesn't have lyrics, you know, when you're feeling the music, then, you know, are you noticing kind of where you're like, okay, here's where I want, you know, the audience to get that breath, or like, how does that translate since there's no lyrics?
It translates to how the music is going. Like, obviously, you're going to have this big dance, but in the middle of the song, there's like a nice breath of fresh air where you're going to relax, and, you know, center yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes I give little insights on each song so that people can know what the song is about, but I also want them to have their own interpretation as well.
Yeah, first listen for me, I mean, it was super relaxing. It's got that mellow feel, you know, and I'm excited for people to hear it because, you know, it's got all the elements of like a big song, you know, but obviously made by an indie artist like you, you know, and I think that's really, really cool.
Thank you.
You know, what do you want next for your career, you know, as an artist?
To create more EP and hopefully a debut album down the road.
You know, what separated you from creating that debut album? You know, were you just not, did you feel like you just weren't ready for it? Or how come go to the EP route? Just easier, or where does that come from?
I think it's mostly because it's easier. I'm still a little unknown. So I just want to like build myself up there, up to that point of, you know, all right, I have a following, a bigger following than I have now. I have more support. I'm more well known. So an EP here and there is like a great stepping stone to like the big jump.
That's awesome. You know, and that's really, really great because it shows your passion and it shows your worth, you know, and for the start, and then you can produce even more too at the same time. For those who are just hearing about you now, you know, and are about to hear the song, what's the one thing you want them to pull away from your style of music?
It's very different. It strays away from the classic formula that the music industry has now. So whenever you listen to one of my songs, it's unpredictable of where it's going.
That's awesome. So, you know, and it's really exciting to see, you know, what's next for you in the music realm because of how cool this song is and how mellow, chill it is. I mean, literally, it's like the perfect instrumental beat for those. Would you ever collaborate with anybody, you know, for to actually make like, you know, a lyrical song?
I would. Yeah. I was thinking of doing one with this song, Who Am I? But I feel like the audience should interpret it for themselves.
Interesting. It's a nice little art form then, in a sense.
Exactly.
You know, what's next for you in the future here? You know, where are we going to go next with this career?
So, since Cosmic Purpose is out now, I'm looking forward to taking just a small break and just get right back into it.
Oh, easy. Simple.
Very simple.
Hopefully the little break will be enough to get your mind refreshed and start up new in there. Any DJing tours at all coming soon? You know, maybe we're going to see you somewhere out there.
DJ, not sure yet. I'm more of a nomad DJ. So whenever they want me to DJ, I'll DJ in New York City, maybe upstate, maybe even Long Island. But for right now, I'm just going to take a nice summer break.
Hell yeah.
From all the craziness.
Hell yeah. That's the way to do it. Promote that EP and get that shit out there. And then, you know, take the summer out to relax and be like, hey, I made that shit.
Exactly.
That's the way to do it. Well, Raybot, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with the career. Best of luck with the music. But right now we're going to hear your brand new song, Who Am I? But before you do, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at official_Raybot. You can find me on Facebook, Raybotic Official, X, and SoundCloud or MixCloud, Official Raybot, YouTube, same Official Raybot. And that's where you can find me.
Nice. And Spotify too, right?
Spotify, Apple, the whole streaming services package.
Hell yeah. And you can listen to this brand new song too. It's out now on Spotify. But instead of going to Spotify, you can listen to it right here on Z Radio Live. It's Who Am I by Raybot. And it plays right now on the WebZip Music Station, Z Radio Live. Raybot, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.